Galileo Galilei and the Beginning of Modern Science. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Galileo Galilei. Galileo Galilei was an astronomer and physicist who lived in Italy in the 16th century. He was the first person to use a telescope powerful enough to see many of the planets and stars, and he discovered many important facts about astronomy. He also discovered the law of the pendulum and the law of falling bodies in physics, which led to many later scientific breakthroughs. Galileo is sometimes called the father of modern science because he was one of the first people to carry out experiments and to use observation to find out about the world around him. Astronomy is the study of bodies in outer space, such as stars and planets. Physics is the study of matter and energy, including force and motion. Chapter 2. The Early Years. Galileo was born in 1564. After finishing school, he studied medicine at the University of Pisa. But he left after 4 years to become a mathematics teacher. In 1589, Galileo returned to the University of Pisa to be a professor of mathematics. Then in 1592, he moved to the University of Padua and worked there for the next 18 years. Throughout this time, Galileo studied astronomy and did many scientific experiments. Chapter 3. A Different Way of Thinking. Galileo was one of the first scientists to use observation, that is, to watch something and see what happens. For almost 1,000 years, most scientists had been using the ideas of earlier scientists without question. These scientists usually tried to make whatever they saw fit into those old ideas. By using observation and doing his own experiments, Galileo made many important discoveries in both astronomy and physics. Chapter 4. Physics. The Pendulum. Galileo's first major discovery in physics was the law of the pendulum. At the University of Pisa, Galileo saw a lamp swinging from a chain, which gave him the idea for a pendulum. After experimenting with his own pendulums, he observed that it always took the same time for pendulums of equal length to swing back and forward, no matter how far out they swung. This discovery led to the invention of the pendulum clock, the first accurate way of keeping time. Falling bodies. Before Galileo's time, people thought that light things fell more slowly than heavy things. However, Galileo discovered that in the right conditions, light and heavy things fall at the same rate. Many people believe that Galileo experimented with falling bodies by dropping things from the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. However, it is more likely that he spent many hours rolling numbers of heavy and light balls down a small hill and recording what happened. Galileo's work in this area helped later scientists to understand how motion and gravity work. Chapter 5. Astronomy. In 1609, Galileo made his own telescope. Only a few other telescopes had been built before, and his telescope was by far the strongest. Using this telescope, he was able to see things in outer space that other astronomers had never been able to see. Some of the things Galileo saw for the first time were the surface of the moon, including mountains and craters. Sunspots, the four largest of Jupiter's moons. The planet Venus turning on its axis towards the sun. Chapter 6. The Ideas of Copernicus. Galileo read the ideas of Copernicus in the course of his work. Copernicus was a famous scientist who had lived a century before Galileo. In the time of Copernicus, 1473 to 1543, people believed that the Earth was the center of the universe, and that the Sun and all other heavenly bodies traveled around it. By using mathematics and his own observations, Copernicus started to think that the Earth and some of the other planets really traveled around the Sun. Most people of those times could not accept Copernicus's ideas. It was hard for them to believe that the Earth was not at the center of everything. It was also hard for Copernicus to prove scientifically to other people that his ideas were right. Chapter 7. Galileo and the Catholic Church. Over time, Galileo came to agree with Copernicus's view that the Earth and other planets travelled around the Sun. In 1610, he started to write about these ideas. However, in Galileo's time, the Catholic Church was very powerful and did not agree with his ideas at all. The Church believed that humans and the Earth were God's special creations, and therefore they had to be at the center of the universe. Galileo's ideas went against the Church's teachings. To go against the Church's teachings was a crime called heresy. In 1616, the Catholic Church tried Galileo for heresy. He was found not guilty, but he was ordered not to discuss his ideas again. However, Galileo took little notice of this order. In 1632, he put out a new book on his ideas about the Earth's place in the heavens. In 1633, he was tried again for heresy, and this time he was found guilty. Galileo was put into prison and forced to recant, say that he had been wrong. Chapter 8. The Last Days. Because of his age, the Church allowed Galileo to spend his last days under house arrest in the country rather than in a prison. Galileo was almost blind by this time, but he kept working and wrote another important book about physics. He died in 1642. Glossary. Astronomer, a person who studies the stars and planets. Gravity, the force that pulls objects towards the Earth. Motion, the way things move. Observation, learning about things by watching and making accurate notes about them. Physicist, a person who studies matter and energy.